Hello, friends. This is Sterling Severance, pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church. Today is March the 17th of the year 2020. Thank you for listening. I'm going to keep this as brief as I can because I want to be respectful of your time. So let me just launch in. This podcast is specifically pointing you to a ballot that we're asking all members of the church to participate in by way of vote on March 31st, pertaining to three unique items that are happening in the life of our congregation. The first one relates to voting on the names of a newly created team entitled the Finance Team. I'm not going to get into a lot of details about that because there is a 20-minute podcast that you can listen to that goes into some good detail, and we'll make that link available here in the same general vicinity that you found this podcast. If you can't find it, just go to the website and click on podcast, and it should be easy to find. The long story short is the deacons have created the team. That's the deacons. One of the many deacon roles is to create new teams in the life of the church, but it's the church's job to actually approve the names that we connect to official job titles. And this is one of those weird brackish water things where it's salt water and fresh water together. And so this is a unique thing. So I really want to encourage you to listen to the podcast if you want more information, and then reach out to church leaders once you've listened to that so that all your questions can be answered. The second item that we're asking you to vote on relates to just simply replacing somebody that has needed to resign from our administrative board. Anita McCarty has agreed to step into that position as one of our members at large on the admin board, but that's with church approval. We're indebted to Anita for her willingness to serve, and indebted to Emily that served so faithfully. The last item, very happily, is just a word of affirmation. The third thing we're voting on is affirming Will Cumbia, who is one of our newest church members. Will has informed us that he intends on pursuing church-related ministry, and he is applying for a scholarship from the Virginia Baptist, what's called the BGAV, and the Virginia Baptists are saying, has he told us that he wants to go into vocational ministry and church life? The answer is yes. And are we as a congregation committing to support Will in just nurturing him in faith as he lives out that call? And so that is a very affirming, celebratory thing that we get to vote on. Now, the last thing that I want to say is that we had anticipated initially having a fourth item to vote on, which is the approval of a wonderful group of servants that have agreed to serve on our youth minister search team. It feels prudent to hit pause right now with the pending financial cleanup mess, whatever we want to call it, that's coming through the COVID-19 crisis. It just feels unwise to launch into a search for a new staff member. We need to hit pause and gather leaders and congregation alike together and just think creatively. We know that we're going to need to do some tightening of the belt. We know that we're going to need to look at reassigning roles for current staff members. It's not to say that search team won't get started in the near future, but it's also not promising they will. We just need to be thinking about it and praying about it together. If you're one of our teenagers or one of the family members of our teenagers in particular, we want you to hear us say that by no means is this suggesting that you are not a priority to us. You are, and we are having some really good conversations about how we can do a better job offering support and even assigning somebody to step into the official role as youth pastor in this interim period, however long it lasts. Love you all. Grateful for each and every one of you. Appreciate you listening in on this brief podcast. Be in touch with us. Let us know what your questions are related to this ballot. We promise in the next 2 or 3 days, we're going to do a good job of letting you know about the various ways that you can submit your ballot the week of March 31st. And that will be digitally as well as snail mail and everything in between. But we just need a little bit more time. We're definitely building the airplane while we fly it. Let us know how we can be praying for you and anticipate in the days ahead ways that you can actually contribute in caring of our church community and the community at large. We are about ready to mobilize that effort. Blessings, everybody. Hope to see you online soon and hope to hear from you soon.